Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook. Bridging Wisdom is the name of the show. And others know me as Bright Lights Pathfinders from the old days. You know, we're building a bridge. A bridge to a new way of thinking, living, being. And it's an opportunity for so many people. I am so blessed. And I am so humbly blessed that I can't describe it. I'm honored and I'm very proud to be who I am. I'm very proud of my country, and I'm very proud of all of you that are my teachers that have helped me and continue to believe in me when I don't believe in myself sometimes. I've had 3 deaths within not even a month. And, you know, I want to do this night like a story. This is a very big night for me. Not only for me, but for our country. This is the night that our President Obama gets, he's in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's at Bank of America, and he'll be here till Thursday, and he'll be at Time Warner Cable Arena, and he's going to be here for a long time. And then also, I don't know Romney, but he is going to be at my brother's place, Greenville, North Carolina, home of the East University Pirates. I don't even know what to say. I am so taken by this whole thing that not that the presidents are, and the president reelect or whatever, President Obama, I think of him as my father, you know? And I think of this as our world and the judgments that people continue to have and the need to go along with the crowd instead of being an individual and having no opinion for themselves very much because they don't want to be outcast out of a group or they don't want to look bad, or they don't want to be hurt or judged. Let me tell you something, guys, girls, active listening audience. It's obvious what's going on in my life, and it's obvious that I have nothing to hide. Nothing. People tend to paint people a certain way in a color. But you know what? I'm passion. I am daggum passion. I love hard. I work hard. I play hard. I have that passion. You know, I don't have to prove anything to myself except for that my dedication to this world and my dedication to make a difference. And my dedication to be a firm, hardcore, motherboard, period, teacher to those that need it. You know what I mean? How can anyone play in the gossip game? The he said, she said, changing words and stuff. Don't you want you and you and you and you and you want to see what's been started as an opportunity for this world to have its foundation laid. And East Carolina University, excuse me, I was getting a little messed up there, but that's where my brother started his businesses. And that's where Mr. Romney, or Governor, what Romney is. I don't do government, y'all. I'm sorry, I don't. I just don't. But he is in the home of the Pirates right now. That's where he's going to give his speeches. We don't need to say what so-and-so can and can't do. And you know what my father taught me? I hear what you're saying, and I will take that into consideration. And not to ever let my left hand know what my right hand's doing. And to treat each part of my body as an individual. But together, it makes up my whole. You know? Just like I wrote The Hills by the Sea. It takes the foundation to be laid. And it takes somebody to buy something old that's, you know, out of date, but can see the beauty in it, that can see the capabilities of it, that can take a licking and a beating and not, you know, President Obama, I'm going to tell you, you look at him as a man, like I did. Then you look at him as a father and caring for his children so much that he keeps them at bay, you know, and lets them be children. And you look at the deep, wonderful love he has. You can see it in his eyes and her and Michelle's eyes. Look at our first lady and all that she does. Get inside the guts, people, if you're going to judge and choose and pick. I am sorry, but I don't know Romney. I don't know politics. I just don't. All I know is our country's at stake here. This is what everybody's been talking about. We're at a fork in the road and a change. We are the change. Change doesn't change unless we change it. I'm not pitching a telling you who to vote for. But I am telling you what I feel from my heart. How can anyone decide if somebody, let's say each of, you know what? My house went down in mold, toxic mold, in 2008. And I had a dream. And it was broadcast on BBS radio. And Michael called me the sleeping prophet because it went into detail exactly what is happening now. I don't need to boast about myself. I don't need to put myself out there like, who am I? Look at me, look at me. Hey, God says, a prophet says exactly what he asks you to say. No more, no less. It's simple. What I say and do inside the privacy of my own home, though it's not. And could you or you or you, anybody, take my role? Think of it like this, like a story that I'm writing. I'm writing a story that has been going for a long time. And I told so many people so many things in private. And, to, you know, that's why I don't read in public. And I've read this about every one of you guys in a healing way because y'all read yourself. I don't tell you anything that you don't give me the words and I just give you the understanding of the adjectives. Because every single human being, every creature, great and small, has an opportunity to let this world, let me tell you, new world, that's what we want, right? We want the new world. We want the birth into the new beginnings. We want the change. We want the new and the dimensions and the healing. That's what we're all about. What does President Obama offer? Do you realize that he came, he wasn't even announced as a candidate for presidency before this had all these houses crumbled? All the economy crumbled. And you know what it was from? Greed. And what did the trees represent? They're our breath. They're our tree. They're our life. They're our wisdom. It holds the earth together. Because why? Because the paper money comes from it. The sap in the trees make the umber. It makes our firewood. It makes our homes. It makes our furniture. There are two trees, and there is one river of life. It's the everlasting waters of life. And it is so clean and clear. It doesn't have any ripples in it. God lays us down beside the still waters. He restores our soul. The living waters is just that. It's alive. You never know what life's got inside of it. Do you? Do you? President Obama is building a blueprint. He has the blueprint to this new world that we want. But it takes order. It takes going to first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. He wants us to learn. He wants our children to get the best education possible. He wants our America, the stars, spangled banner, the freedom to come back home. He wants to make us what we are, because we are all that. He's given opportunities to bring new businesses in, new ideas. He is wanting what we want, which is the new world in an orderly fashion, just like a schedule. I'm learning that myself. I need to slap myself silly because I am a free spirit. I do what I want, get up when I want, get down when I want, you know, and I am a deep-rooted creator. It's authentic. My drawings, no one could comprehend. No one could even copy it because it's my gift inside myself. And my kitchen's a wreck. But you know what? Maybe it's because the kitchen folk and the kitchen tools or whoever, you know, maybe it's a dirty thing right now and it's an opportunity to clean up, use your gifts, and realize God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, my choice, because I needed to see something to believe it. So therefore, I want to be one channel, one direction, like a fine-tuned radio dial, like Elvis Presley's car that he gave his mother, the old-fashioned radio dial. I want that one frequency. I honor all of my teachers. And I honor all that only I put on myself, because I am not a victim. I am my own victim, and I know that, Lord. And I know I can pitch a screaming fit. And I know I'm so loved by everybody and every people, places, and things. And I can get under people's skin, God Almighty. But if I didn't, you made me how you made me. There ain't a mean bone in my body to hurt somebody but with pure, blunt, bold-faced truth. And God, I just ask you to help them realize that you were just trying to be you and the Creator that created this earth and world came out of something, a spark, which we call our heaven. The stars, the heavens, help them to remember that it was the Magi and it was the North Star, the bright star that brought the wise men to where you were, Jesus. And that paganism and Wiccan is the oldest beginning of what religion was. And it's highly respected. And it's profound, I'm sure. And the only way I know any of that stuff is by what has been put on me or I have heard or seen. But I would never take a tool that doesn't resonate with me because it's not what I choose, because it's not my instruments. I need my own tools and my own instruments. But God gave me enough ability and enough discernment to see the difference. Just like in everything, it takes one and one minus one to equal one. It takes the foundation to be built first before we can see the new heaven on earth. And I just want to say from my heart that Trick or Treat's coming up. And how did that form? The people that lost their loved ones asked the peasants to pray over their dead ones to help rise their ashes. And in return, as a gift, they would give them some apple cider and some good old spice bread, cinnamon bread. And pretty soon, the mass started coming on because they weren't, you know, getting the rise of the dead because they were dead. There was nothing there but the body. And they called on, and so therefore they started tricking or treats. And the mass came on, and the costumes, and the tricks if they didn't get the treat. You know? And you know where didn't fall off the turnip truck or the cart? Oh, that comes from a couple of the pagans turning over on that particular night, Halloween. They take the wheel off the buggies or, you know, that was their tricks. Falling off the turnip truck. Oh, that's funny because I use that today. But, you know what? This is an opportunity for us all. And I don't know, but I do know that Romney's a good man. Everybody's got good in him. I'm not one to put anybody, my name on anybody. I know in my heart that I would, if you would think of yourself as buying a house, okay? And there's going to be opportunities for everybody to get back, but it's got to break all the way down to build back up, just like this house going down in mold. Ironically, at the same exact time, the house, you wouldn't believe the people that tried to throw houses down my throat and get me to sign contracts. And that gave me, this house right here, it was my sister's house when she got divorced. And then it was where I came when, after the brutal beating and raping attack, stalking, harassing thing. You know, I'm still paying for what that man did to me. And he promised. Last thing he said to me was, if I don't kill you tonight, I will make you wish you had died. I will make your life miserable. But you know what? With that private investigator coming to my door like she did, and me saying, you look, she had, you know, wanted me to listen to something. I grabbed her hands. You know, I could have screamed and pitched a fit. Man, my body is rank from that situation, from hip replacements to, you know, PTSDs. I'm a wounded warrior. I have died 3 separate times in that car, not counting the beta strep, not counting you know, other things. I've died several times. It's that exact moment where we are at this moment. That's why I say stay in the moment. Keep your heart in that moment. Because in the flick of an eye, poof, you're gone. I went different places each time. I never saw no white tunnel. I don't know where that comes from, and I don't really, you know, maybe that's somebody else's trip. Hey, I'm not going to knock it because that's their trip. But I went different places, and Pete was over here the other night. He just lost his mother. The same way Puppy died, ironically. A hemorrhage to the brain, and Jeff Gosnell. Now, isn't that something kind of weird? There's no witch hunt out there. We don't need to have that. We know who you are. Everybody knows. And nobody needs to be scared of the other person. Because if you have faith in yourself, and you believe in yourself, and you love yourself first, and you respect you are first, and you know your gut, and you don't have to follow, but you listen to your own heartbeat, and you listen to your own self, and you learn to say no, and not have to have all this look at me. Because look at me. Look, I'm okay. Yeah, look at me, everybody. I don't put on nothing. I know people see me day in and day out, 24/7. I know everything I say is heard. And I know everybody wonders if they could handle that. I know that I chose this. I asked God to use me as his instrument. I stood out there where the ocean and inlet meet. I remember who I am. And I remember then. Do you remember? Do you remember? Hey, remember when, y'all? Remember when? Remember, be as childlike as you possibly can. Enjoy yourself and think of an innocence of a child. Because if we don't, all this adult stuff, think of how a person comes across, like on a first date, you know? Or having to use a radio voice. Hey. Listen to me, I'm Kathy Cook. You know, I would have to pretend that role the rest of my damn time, or I would look like a fake and a fraud. Right? Be you from this moment on. And each person has a different energy. So therefore, as Michael has put out there several times, I can feel the energies. Let's think of it like this as a hypothetical story that I've been writing. Because what's so cool is everybody in my life has a role in my storybook. I don't have any secrets. I don't have any. I'll give you my vital statistics if you need it. I have nothing to hide. I am real. You know, what is real? And how long does it take a person to get real? I'm worn in like an old shoe. I am worn in good and hard and solid. And I'm comfortable with me. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable with each of you that teach me. I'm comfortable for screaming and hollering. Hey, I'm new with this, you know. I'm new at all this in my house and in my world. And it's because I am safe. I am safe. Nothing's going to happen to me wrong. and nothing's going to happen to my kids or my family. Because I know I am safe with this much. You know, I was going to put, I don't know when I'm going to lay down and get up. I can hardly breathe from the mold. This house was torn down by the chimney. President Obama has a blueprint for this, for the United States of America. The six stars, like the sheriff, you know, the state patrols, that were our honor. They've got a hard job. You know, it's okay to stand up for what you believe in. But what if we stand up for what we believe in and you want to do a picket or whatever, but do it in organized order. Order. Do you order your food? Do you put in order that, you know, the way things lay down? I mean, do you put in order, put gas in the car, check the oil, blah, 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 change the tire? Do you put a pre in front of things in an orderly fashion? You know, new order, new world with order. Let's order. Let's let President Obama begin. He's not going to get to finish it, but he sure is going to make, he's got a solid foundation getting ready, because what's old has to be torn down and ripped out. And it takes a long time to put back together what Humpty Dumpty. Hey, there, you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But you can build it new and take what is left over, like the storms. You know, you can take the storms, leftovers, just like our hearts can weather any storm. And you can take what's left and rebuild it and bring authenticness here and new ways of learning that President Obama, and he wants us, he's making it to where he's pushing out there the community colleges. Because you know what? I went to a university and I love the universities. But I went to Central Piedmont Community College. And that is where I took so many classes. Being so ADD as I am, I changed from one to the next. I was going to be a commercial art and advertising designer. I was going to be a photographer. I took banking, real estate. You name it, I took it. But I fought hard for the opportunity to be able to speak my test out. Because I have a learning disability. You know, some people are very gifted in math or English. I have good hardcore logic. I use the left side of my brain. But I have been knocked down so much and stalked so much and turned inside out so much that I give a rat's ass. To be honest, excuse me, but I don't care to build a web page. I don't care to build YouTubes anymore. And do you know that I just got my computer back today? It's been right here, but it's been torn inside out. It's some kind of portal to something. I don't know what, and I don't really care. But I'm authentic. And I maybe, you know, it's just like Facebook has this little spot where you can download people's pictures and stuff. Once you put them up there. And I have downloaded a few things. But I don't need those things. I just thought they were cutesy. I wanted to look at them on my computer. It's just like with my art and drawing. I love to draw, especially when I'm listening in my spirit. I want to give everybody a heads up for sweet, darling, profound Michael Goger. Because he believed in me, but he was hard as shit on me. I'm going to tell you right now, that's one hard damn teacher. He's one hard teacher. You know why? Because he believed in himself and he believes in you and you and you. And he believes in balance. And he can do just about anything metaphysical. You know he can. And you know I respect him with all my whole heart. And you know I love him to pieces and back. But all that aside, because that's not where we are right now, Michael has been deeply in the woods finding his way in life and new ways and means to help others. And he doesn't have a computer right now. I'm going to tell you what. That is personal and it's intimate. And I don't need to go into any explanation on any part of my life. I have never talked bad or wrong about anybody to anybody else. And you guys all know that. You all know that I listen, but I do not take sides on anybody's stuff. But I will not listen to other people say anything about anybody else. And you know, all of you guys know that about me. I will not be anything in my ears. And it pisses some people off to the point where they don't want nothing to do with me anymore. Because they think I'm judging them. But that's my walk. If so-and-so wants me to know something, then so-and-so's going to tell me something. But if so-and-so tells so-and-so something that so-and-so did and then comes back to me, then it's kind of turned around in another way. And it's not authentic. And it's not from that person's heart. And it's watered down and changed a little bit. Do you know in school, the one reason I couldn't take a test and I couldn't do it, you know what it was? Because one little word could change the whole meaning of one question or sentence. It's just like someone saying, can you take out the trash? Or can you put these things away? Well, of course I can. I'm not an invalid, and of course I know how. That's a defense thing, right? But if somebody was to say to you, will you or would you? When you get time, or I need, da 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 da, and I need you to not da 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 da, because it hurts da 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 da. Learn to communicate, okay? And when I'm in my home, and I'm listening, and something strikes my core being, be honored. Be honored that you touched my core being. And I went, no! You know, like that. Because you know why? It struck something inside of me that I needed to look at in my own self. Because to my own self, I'm going to be true. And I'm digging out stuff and junk. And if I don't keep it cleaned out, it's going to keep piling up in there. I'm going to tell you something. I walk in my sleep and talk in my sleep a lot because I was always listening for kids or puppy. But I am not going to tolerate my reputation and my demeanor and who I am and what I have blood, sweat, and teared and built in myself. And I speak out and be judged. My medical records to the inside out, to my bank account, to what I have purchased in my life has been ripped upside down and exposed all over the world. My phone conversations, my everything. But is there any reason that I would have to hide? Do I care? Because I know who I am. And I know my heart is good. And I know that I am a sinner. And I come short daily on, I come short daily of the glory of God. I want to be as Christ-like as I can because I choose the Jew, Jesus Christ. He is my role model, and I know that Zion, heaven, that one particular spot is where my family will meet again. That's where we're going home to. That's my choice. If you want to pick Palladians or Pleiades or whatever those other stars are, hey, get your family. Make it out there when you go. You know? I don't want any rescuing from another planet. I don't. I don't believe in it. I don't care about it. It don't matter to me if it is or isn't. I have never seen a flying saucer. I have never seen anything. But I'm going to tell you something. I dream about it because I have a vivid imagination, a good imagination, and a healthy imagination. And my imagination is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And imagine John Lennon. Imagine what if you choose to believe in could be and what you want. And if y'all want what I have to offer, and you want to seek the understanding better of what I have learned by my own hunger and my own yearning and my own upside down world right side up, in my own inquisitiveness of understanding and reverence, that I choose every lesson that is on me because I have to apply what I have learned from everyone outside of this box that I live in until it is chiseled totally away and there is no more box. Because then, and only then, will I be a masterpiece. Because then, and only then, can I be evolved and be in heaven's bound. I am inside a body, and I am a human being with human rights and dignity. And it's not up to me to make anybody anything but what they choose. Just like nobody can do anything to me unless I choose it to affect me. Nobody has my power. And I'm not going to sit there and dwell on so-and-so and so-and-so and this and that and this and that. I'm not going to waste my energy on that. Because I don't want to give my power away. I offer it out there of whatever I speak as a teaching tool. I don't know why I have been so played in this world wide web. We all have an opportunity to take it in an advantage of a learning tool and let me help you by being the example that I know is good. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have all of these questions and ponder. Because I am authentic. I learned in 101 English, as everybody in school did, when you give a report. But that was years ago. You listen, you read, and then you put in your own words what you get out of it. But where did you learn it? Where did you learn it? What's in the back of books? What is it? My gosh. There's on the very back, you know, somebody saying something about the book. And then there's an index, right? And there's also reference. There's reference back there so that others that you have touched with your work and your words and your book and your studies can look up the reference and see in another person's book or work or whatever, so they can continue to go down that same vine, that beautiful path that you have touched their spirit, soul, heart, or whatever with your work that you have learned from somebody else, right? I know. I just know the knowing. And that's God Almighty, the Creator. And I want to say thank you to everybody. I want to thank all. I want to thank our forefathers that have come before us to build this country that the Native Americans founded. Well, didn't Columbus think that the world was flat? And didn't Europe or whatever, you know, when they came to America, the fire water, you know, firearms, the fire. But you know what? What did the Native Americans do? They broke bread. They gave thanks. And they had Thanksgiving with the white man. I'm not full-blooded Native American, but I am blessed because I believe in them. I believe in their ways. And let me explain what a shapeshifter is. Think of standing in the sand and the waves come up to your feet. And those of you who have not been to the beach and been blessed to do that, think of yourself on an escalator. Think of yourself on anything that moves under your feet. It shifts. Energy shifts. People wear different attitudes. I'm going to tell you, I can put a hat, I can put a book on my head just as quick and walk. I can pick my foot up. You know why? I don't think about it. I just do it. I don't second guess myself. I'm not some kind of daggone alien. But then again, I am, because I'm unique. I'm unique. My antennas are up all the time. My little feelers. Because if you have gone through what I've gone through, you would be hyper-focused too. And believe you me, that makes a real person. And that's love. A well-kept baby doll or a stuffed animal or glass menagerie is just that. It's well-kept. It's not touched and cared for and loved. It's looked at, and it's a pretty, and it's not loved. The more my hair and the lines in my face, the more I go through, I'm loved because I'm worn, and I'm there ain't nothing but goodness and comfort in my love and my heart. No one has the right to judge me. I called out for help. I called out for help. And I wasn't heard. And that was in July the 23rd, 2007. I called out for help over and over and over. Over this computer and my personal properties. And all it kept doing was making some people try to find something dirty on me and nasty to get me because they wanted what I have. I don't have anything that I wouldn't give anybody in the world. And I gave Michael a computer. He wanted it for here when he came to visit. I did not take that gift back. He left it here because it's where it was supposed to go. And he went back early. And I gave him back that money. I give anybody anything. I respect and love what he chooses and he decides. He knows that it's for what he needs. And it's right where he left it. I did nothing to him. He's okay. We're okay. We love each other to death. The pieces in back were profound, gifted spirits together. And worry is like a rocking chair. It gets you nowhere. A number 5 is for change, and we're here to change the world. Be the difference. Be the 5. Be authentic. Be your change. Change won't change unless you change it. And it's got to shape shift. It's got to shift. You can't stay in the same spot. You've got to change the channel. You got to change your sheets. You got to change this. And if something is old and not, you know, I'm bad at this too, and I'm learning. Comfort zone. Comfort zone. How many people can go out in a public place and be themselves with strangers or just one or two people? Without a drink in their hand or something in their hand or something to alter their, you know. Damn, man, I am just so grateful that I have my own endorphins that get me high. I get a rush off of love. I get high off of music. I get ecstatic over smelling puppy breath. I'm me. I'm unique. You are you, and you're unique. But I'm going to tell you something. It takes this and that to make a whole. Nothing stands alone. Nothing. It can't. It doesn't have anything to adhere to. It's going to have to take one and one, leaning on each other, combined to make a one. The unity. We want unity. We want to be a union. We are a union. Not wannabe, but we are. Remember when, everybody. Remember that when. But don't remember W-H-E-N. Remember, W-I-N, when, people, Get to know yourself. That's what I was here. I said since a little girl, I was here to conquer fear. That's what I'm here for. I don't have hardly any fear of anything. Not really. I fear only if I doubt. And I fear only if I don't have faith. And I fear only if I have done something shadowed. Then I would have a reason to fear. Because then I would need to hide. And then I would wonder and question if I did not say anything but truth, fact, and I could live with myself because it's clean. I don't have all this junk to have to weasel through and remember what I said, blah, blah, blah. Why do that to yourself? Yeah, a lot of it comes from when we were born, you know, parents we had, and, you know, school and bullies. And, you know, it's a fine line. Oh, my nose is itching. That means it's making, I got to tell you about Michael. He had the Native Americans put a red line down his nose. That's when I said a fine line. But also when body language, when somebody does that a lot to their nose when they're talking, be careful because that's a little heads up that they're doing a little shady thing. You know, maybe, you know, study body language. Y'all would love it. It's fun. It's fun. God, I love body language. But Michael had a little red line down his nose. He asked me what I thought that meant. They don't say anything to him while he was out there. They were little words, and he learned a lot. But I can't wait to sit down with him and just talk to him all about it. Because we just have been so on our own thing, you know. He has been learning who he is. He's always been somebody's, just like I was, somebody's husband, father, co-worker, teacher, mentor, student of the universe, boyfriend, friend. And now, Michael, we all need to get to know who we are. I had to go through it. I had to get to know who I was. And that's why it seems like I live like a monk or a nun. You know, because I got to know who I was. Ronnie Frogger put me out there. I love that man with my whole life. He was the love of my life was Birdman Ron Frogger. I'm going to tell you. I don't know where he is. But I felt a stab in my gut in 2009. And I saw Ronnie. And he went to California. And I've told y'all, I sat straight up in the bed. And I told him to come into me until that ambulance got there. I was sound asleep and watched that. This happened to me twice, to feel somebody like that. And I know I saw in my vision him getting the ambulance. But I don't know if he was alive or dead. But I know I got some good guardian angels around me spiritually. Because to me, all my energies of all good, bad, or indifferent, all those little specks, just like what Michael calls candle magic, and, you know, people respecting the candle, you know, spark, you know, when it, that black stuff comes up, you make a wish, all those little specks of that candle, you know, it can ignite that flame again, right? Well, think about this. All the ways that we speak, act, and do, and how we take that. You know what? Those are little specks. And those little specks all combine together on the other side when we die. And they make little, you know, they hook together. They resonate. That's my storybook. My thoughts, you know. That's what I feel because I have gone there so many times. And Pete, he died one. I keep saying right there because that's where he's at. I haven't seen him in so long. It was good to see him. He's a heart. I don't see him. I've seen him maybe four or five times in 10 years. But, you know, you always can pick up where you left off with somebody that's really a good friend. He done. He said that, he said, everything that you've done, you get to feel it, how it felt to the other person. That's what he had as his life thing. Whew! I'm glad and happy. I'm glad it in a word, but I am happy that I have broken the bondage.
It's 9 o'clock.
Uh-oh. I broke the bondage, y'all. And that is going to the person that hurt me or upset me or made me feel something because I owned it. And I broke.
Right, time, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. I'm sorry. I want to look at the clock. I want to say, let's break the bondage. Let's respect one another. Let's get to know who we are ourselves and then connect together. God bless you all. I love you, BBS. Congratulations to both candidates, to the world, and the new way of living. Let's do this. This is Kathy Cook, and it is 9 o'clock on September the 4th, 2012. Congratulations, everybody. Be you. Bye-bye.